I on you.
Thanks.
I think like we did in the previous performance, I think it worked out really well for Daniel to give you guys an insight into his installation and how my participation fits in within this installation and what will happen after today and that sort of thing.
Right, so for the 10-year anniversary of Friedman Gallery, I got the honor of having the office as my office. And I set up this 8.1 channel sound system as a space for exploring spatial sound in forms of like performance, some workshops, other experiments, talks. So it's a program of different events that runs throughout the duration of the show. And then during the day, when there's not an event, the installation runs on its own. And at the opening, I opened it with a drawing composition of mine that is based on the room resonances. And so, and the piece I call bass tone. So it's basically the bassist tone of the installation. And then all of the activations in the space are being recorded and are then added to the installation program. So it's an accumulative installation to also program the process-oriented and performance-oriented parts of the gallery. And I also felt like, even though the 10-year show is about looking back, I was interested in like actually doing live events, live activations, and sort of like creating this space for being together, for exchanging, and for having great artists experiment with the system. So yeah, that's the basic idea. And so I'll turn my room tone back on after in a little bit.
Yeah, and what I did for tonight is something that I prepared specifically for this, and each presentation that I'm doing is a variation on the same idea, so each one's going to be completely different. And this one already sounded very different than the previous one. So he's recording each one of them, and then he's going to splice it into small snippets and incorporate it into his running piece. So if you come on Monday, some of these sounds are going to start coming, you know, probably within his piece. And this is like, my performance is an 8-channel presentation. I'm using a generative Maximus speed badge, and then I'm interacting with it, making choices that will somehow trigger and unfold the dynamics of where you're listening. And the sounds is an accumulation of years of crafting, listening, selecting, erasing sounds that have been accumulated in these folders, and then I use these different folders to each player within the patch that goes into the space, and that's what we're using. And something that I'm doing for this occasion that I haven't done before ever is using the sounds of piano instruments and some string instruments, and piano and string instruments. These are sample sounds that I also have accumulated and treated a little bit for this, but without no intention of having any sort of harmonic or tonal arrangement, treating the sound as the same as a material.
Yeah, and what I find interesting about this performance patch is that the player chooses from those folders randomly. So as the performer, Richard doesn't know what material will play back. So to me, it's an interesting sort of statement about putting the performer also in the place of listener that then makes decisions as they occur instead of determining every single sound.
It's true, because when something comes out, I can decide whether or not I'll leave it or I take it out and wait for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an idea and an imagination in terms of what would possibly happen. And then the piece, or conceptually speaking, is a set of probabilities in terms of, oh, I know what could possibly happen, but I don't know exactly how it's going to happen. And when it happens, I can choose to do something about it or just let it be. It's a strategy of somewhat, you know, dealing with what you know and the possibilities of what it could become an outcome in the work. And this could be also be something that I can play in a room for a month, you know, as it is, or I can use it as a performance where I can interact and compose in real time. So that's what I love about this patch. It could be an installation, or it could be a performance too.
Are you choosing where it goes, Richard? You know, where the sounds go in the space, or
no?
The system's doing that. You're just choosing which ones you like to.
I have a lot of hopes and a lot of optimism, but I cannot necessarily choose where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also something I like about it. I can, as a choice, select to take it away.
Yeah.
It's like, I used an analogy before when I said, like, you know, it's like, let's say you're standing outside of a playground, and when you see a naughty kid doing something he's not supposed to do, you go and take it away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you let the other kids play. So it functions in the same way, you know, and that's, you know, my listening, my taste will determine, oh, I don't like what's going on. Get rid of that and let something else play. Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm raising money for third.
Oh,
wow. Yes. Yeah. So meanwhile, we're right in.